You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Hello, world. There's no truth to the rumor that I'm leaving the Open Wheel Spectacular to be the next head coach at the University of Michigan. Welcome to this edition of the Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger, ringing in the new year, 2011, our first show of the new year. Of course, a big program ahead for us here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. If you want to be a part of the show, you can leave us a question or comment or whatever's on your mind in the inbox, TJ at TJSlideways.com, also on the Facebook fan page for TJSlideways.com. Just look up TJ Slideways, leave your comment, we'll try to read it on the air. Also, you can ask us questions via Twitter. Just put your response at TJ Slideways in your post, and we will try to see what is on your mind tonight. Also, the TJ Slideways forum is up for grabs as well. Don't forget about our poll question on the front page of the website. Are you ready for 2011? Do you have your plans already set up? Or are you kind of waiting for more of the schedules to come out? Or do you not even have a clue about what you're doing yet in 2011 as far as racing goes? Vote today. We want to see what our readership and our listenership thinks about the upcoming season. Also on TJSlideways.com, schedule page is very, very busy. Lots of schedules being added. We're going to post our master schedule. A few more of the schedules come out. We're only about maybe 10% there. So, I mean, there's still a lot more schedules that we have to post on the website. And then we'll post a monthly master schedule for everyone to see so you can make further plans every weekend or when weather might be shaky in one area, not another, you can see what's going on. Tonight's show includes Ken Pelkey from the Oswegan Speedway. They released their 2011 schedule, and I want to break down, Ken, what we have to look forward to at Oswegan. Also, Steve Buckwalter is going to join us. We're going to talk Chili Bowl, building midgets, 410 sprint car racing, whatever else seems to cross our mind with Steve. Great race car driver, won an Indiana Midget Week event at the Gas City I-69 Speedway, so we definitely want to have him on. So Ken Pelkey, Steve Buckwalter, and then we will have my breakdown of the Chili Bowl Knights, who I expect to be the favorites in my pick to win the 2011 Chili Bowl Nationals. We're going to take a quick break, come back, we'll have the latest dirt and our first guest. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
We had Rick Zeal and Johnny Herrera picking up victories during the Roger McCluskey Classic at the USA Raceway. Herrera won the preliminary, Zeal winning the finale out there in Tucson, Arizona. That event always starts out the season traditionally now for the sprint cars. So Johnny Herrera and Rick Zeal, your first two sprint car feature winners in North America in 2011. Australia, very wet. Lots of races getting rained out. The $50,000 Scott Darley Memorial is going to take place this weekend at the Sydney Speedway. And the World Series Sprint Cars over the weekend also rained out. Some more schedules we had mentioned earlier in the show had come out. Something kind of interesting, the Toledo and the Flat Rock Speedway schedules come out. I always kind of look forward to this. Both those tracks are run by ARCA. Just kind of unique. Yeah, the same people that sanction the Super Speedway, you know, cars you see at Daytona and Talladega, and they race at Salem and on the Dirt Mile. They also run the Toledo Speedway and the Flat Rock Speedway. And normally there's not too much to look forward to on the Flat Rock schedule for open wheel fans. Toledo ones normally what we're looking for. And Toledo, once again, they'll have the Wing 305s, the Buckeye 305 series, May 13th. The fastest short track show in the world, the Auto Value Super Sprints and Midwest Sprint Car Association on June 17th. And the USAC Sprint Car Regional Division and the USAC National Midgets on July the 1st. Their open wheel season will be capped off October 15th, doubleheader with the ARCA Series and the USAC Silver Crown Series. Silver Crown cars compete on Saturday, ARCA Sunday afternoon. That's October 15th. ARCA is on the 16th. However, the Flat Rock schedule has some open wheel races. They've had a Buckeye 305 sprint car show. They've pushed that back this year to July 2nd. It traditionally has been slotted into June event. They've tagged it on to a July 2nd event. I believe there's some kind of some little sideshow action, probably some fireworks. I'll have to double check, but I don't think fireworks, but necessarily it's more of a show type race, and they put the 305s on that, so that'll help to boost the attendance for that one. But then on August the 20th, Flat Rock is going to host the MSA Super Modifieds. This is going to be interesting. Flat Rock, fairly high banked, tight quarter-mile racetrack, and the Supers are going to Flat Rock. And I have never been to Flat Rock. It's one of the few tracks left in Michigan I have not, my home state, I haven't been to. So I think I'm going to take the opportunity on August the 20th when the MSA Super Modifieds come to town to go ahead and take in the Flat Rock Speedway. The Ashwegan Speedway also opened, or released their schedule. Opening day will be May 20th, 2011. You're going to want to go ahead and mark that on your calendar. We're going to talk to Ken Pelkey during the first part of the show. We're going to talk to him about the change in the Northern Nationals, some of the special promotions they have during the year, and what we can expect at Ashwegan for 2011. Chili Bowl entry list, went through it a few moments ago just before the show. 264 entries appear on the list. Still a few TBAs, or rentals, that are not rented out, however you want to play it. More than likely, at this point, the rentals then aren't rented yet. So, that's the plan right now. And, you know, so there's still some stuff. Later on the show, I'm going to have my breakdown of what you can expect at Chili Bowl Nationals. We're going to go down night for night, who my favorites, who my dark horses are, and my pick to win the entire thing. So that wraps up
the latest dirt.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to have Ken Pelkey from the Oswegan Speedway, Steve Buckwalter, talk about the Chili Bowl and Central Pennsylvania Racing ARDC Midget Car Champion. You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Welcome back to the Open Wheel Spectacular. My first guest on the line helps at the Oswegan Speedway. He is basically the do-all, schedule-all, the man to see when you're there. If you want a great time and want to know how to have it, we talk to Ken Pelkey. Ken, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, doing pretty good, TJ. How about you?
I am doing wonderful here. We're just getting some snow. You guys haven't gotten any snow, have you?
Oh, we've had a little bit tonight here. Just started around supper time. It's got the ground covered again. But we had a pretty bad blizzard here about 3 weeks ago. Kind of shut the highway down and was a real mess. We're not used to that stuff
here. You know what's odd is normally we kind of beat you guys to the snow. We didn't, when you guys were buried under, I believe, what, it was like 2 or 3 feet of snow, we didn't have, the grass was showing here, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's pretty odd.
You know, right here we had about a foot, but if you went about 5 miles east of here towards London, they had about 3 feet there.
Now, the Oswegan Speedway hasn't floated away or anything, has it?
No, as a matter of fact, they've had very little snow. It's, ground's froze up, and things are wintering well.
Well, that's good over there. Now, you did release your 2011 schedule. That's some big news. And there's a few changes on there for this year, including one of your biggest shows, the World of Outlaw Show, going back to a one-day program in the middle of the week rather than a weekend. But also, there's a to-be-announced before that. Let's focus on the Outlaw Show first. Going back to a midweek thing, I believe this is probably going to be a good thing for you guys.
Yeah, we tried that weekend thing, the two-day show, and it just didn't work for us. I think probably the biggest problem we had is there's a lot of racers like to come and see the Outlaws, and their families, of course, come with them. And when they're involved in their own point chases at their own tracks, it's pretty hard to get them there. So it did definitely affect our crowd. And it just made a whole lot more sense to go back to something that was successful, which is our Wednesday night date.
How's fan reaction been so far to going back to a midweek race? Because I believe the tickets are already on sale for those.
Yeah, it's been real positive. Tickets are going real well, to be quite honest with you, both them and the Canadian Nationals.
And we'll get back to the Nationals in a minute. Now, there is a TBA before this World of Outlaws show. And what is the percentage that there'll be an actual race that people could count on that day? If you had to put a percentage on it, no matter what might be there that night, you know, just something for fans to say.
If I had to put a percentage on it, I would say probably about 85% to 90%.
Okay, so if you're coming over for the Outlaw Show, you can pretty much plan if you want to take Tuesday off or, you know, whatnot, or if you're in the Oswegan area and you got to work on Tuesday, you can pretty much plan on more than likely heading over the racetrack to see something.
Well, we'll be in a position probably by the end of January to firm that up and make the announcement. But it's a pretty good bet that it's going to happen.
Okay. I don't want to pop the secret or anything. I just wanted to get a percentage so race fans can make their plans and stuff, you know. A lot of
people enough. I know your tricks, so I wouldn't tell you anyway.
Very well. Very good. Well played. Now, going back to the Canadian Nationals, right off the bat, you're scheduling three nights. That obviously has been a positive thing. How does the Thursday night program help boost the Friday and Saturday programs over at the Canadian Nationals?
Well, really what the Thursday night program does, it gives the outsiders a chance to come in and check their equipment out, test the track, just get a little bit of seat time out there. The last few years we've had some guys coming in from the West and they've never seen the place before. And it's pretty hard to go out there and run a couple of qualifying laps and try to make the show. So it's mainly for their benefit that we do it. But it also gives us one final time to run our stock car divisions through the year. We did do that last year on Friday night as well, but we're not going to this year. It's going to be the vintage cars are going to be the only support class there on Friday and the mod lights on Saturday.
And a lot of people don't understand that support division gives the teams a little bit of time with the sprint cars with the Nationals program to actually get ready to go out for the next race, kind of buy some time rather than just having an empty racetrack out there.
Excuse me. There's all kinds of teams that require the time. That includes the track team, not only to make sure that the racing surface is right, but to make sure the lineups are prepared and correct as well. And even in the day of computers, it doesn't always work just quite the way you expect it to, and you've got to check and double check. A lot of money on the line with this show, and we want to make sure it's right.
Exactly, and that's going to be another big show. Up in the purse again, $11,000 to win this year. Is that? Do we see a tradition maybe coming with that?
Yeah, we made the commitment when we first run the show that we were going to boost the purse $1,000 a year on the top end. That was the only commitment we made to it, but we've ended up putting about $5,000 in the purse annually since its inception, and it's been spread back down through. As you know, we've upped it to 30 starters now, and it's $800 to start this year, so it's a pretty hefty purse on the back end, too.
And the fans have responded, too. Last year, you know, when I was at the Nationals, I was really impressed with the crowd that showed up on Saturday night to see the finale.
We're just thrilled to death with the support that we've got from those people. You know, we try to give them a good show every week, and, you know, this Nationals, it's our flagship event. Even though we've got a World Outlaw show in there, the Nationals is the one we hang our hat on. And crowd's been increasing every year. Car counts are getting stronger. Numbers may be hanging around the same, but the quality of the car is certainly much higher than it was year one. That's not to say that we don't appreciate the little guys that want to come out and race. The program was basically designed around them to give them an opportunity to run in front of a big crowd for some good money. And we encourage them to continue to come and support it. But just what we've seen, the big names are certainly starting to recognize the event, and they're talking, wanting to come and pick it off. Shane Stewart's a good example of that.
Yeah, winning it twice, and he could probably find a race closer to home for him, you know, if he really wanted to. But yeah, he makes the trip up every year, and he's taking some cash out of Oswego Speedway to boot.
Yeah, about $20,000 in 2 years. It's not too shabby. He's we talked to Shane down at Indianapolis at the IMIS show, and he can't wait to get back.
All right. And another change for this year is to the Northern Nationals. You're bringing South Buxton Raceway into the fold to help boost the car count, also kind of keep sprint car racing, really give it a little shot, not just at Oswego, but also at the neighboring track of South Buxton. You guys have worked together in the past very well, and you're bringing that program kind of to South Buxton. And for fans that have seen some of the 10 and 12 car programs, this should be really exciting at a very unique racetrack to see what kind of field's going to show up in June and August.
Well, I'm anticipating that we likely will have very strong fields at Oswego, which we normally do. But I'm thinking there's likely going to be 30 to 35 guys that are going to follow that series. At South Buxton, that would be a real treat to see that many cars there. And, just in the past few years, since 9/11, things at the border have changed. The economy, it just turned south on us, and both sides of the border. Some areas hit more harder. That's quite a good English, right?
It's Canadian English.
Yeah, right. Some areas were hit harder than others, and I think the Michigan area and some parts of western New York really have been hit hard. Number of racers are down. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in the case of sprints on dirt, when you're running right in the heart of your country where you draw from, you guys are struggling to get 20, 22 cars on a good day.
Yeah, it's more around the 25 range and stuff, where tracks where you'd normally see 30 to 35 cars. So, I mean, even a stronger series, it's affected. And you try to get some of those part-timers over the border. And Patriot and a lot of the other groups,
they've had
troubles,
too.
The
same thing over there. And, Last couple of years, when we looked at the numbers of what the Patriots were drawing and what Sod was drawing to Oswego, we were looking at less than 10 cars. And if you tried to run either one of those divisions at South Buxton, you'd be struggling to get 14, 15 cars there. So that's not a good thing for the race fans. It's not a good thing for sprint car racing. So we just talked with Ann and Blake there at South Buxton and got them convinced that it might be a good thing to try this on for a year. And we put a four-race series together. Good money in it. There's over $60,000 in prize money involved in the four shows. And I'm looking for good things from it. And if it does turn out the way I'm anticipating, I could see that being something that probably will grow in the future.
Now, is that series carry points for the Corpac sprints that run weekly at Oswego for those South Buxton events, or are those non-point events?
No. They will carry show-up points at Oswego because, it's our home track. But when they go to South Buxton, I can't force the guys to travel there.
Yeah, and I think that's fair for the weekly racer, that is pretty much planning on going in there and running every week at Oswego, but a very nice deal. Buxton has an enthusiastic fan base for sprint cars. I mean, my history with that is when the sprint cars show up at Buxton, that place is just packed to the gills.
Yes, and we didn't want to continue on at South Buxton bringing in mediocre car counts and having people turn off that. We wanted to give them something that would really, pay them back for their support.
And, of course, that is going to keep on going. There are dates in June and August for that. Now, the Corpac sprint cars have just experienced some tremendous growth over the past years, and that's one of the primary divisions. Of course, your support divisions also are very strong. You have quite a four-cylinder class. Even as a sprint car fan, I find your four-cylinder class is a blast to watch.
Well, I'm pretty proud of those guys. They give their all, I'm going to be really candid here, TJ. Before I took over as kind of the race director, general manager at Oswego, I was a pure sprint car guy. Over the last six, 7 years, I've got to know a bunch of these guys, and I know what they do to come and support the Speedway. And I've started to pay attention to them and watch them, and boy, I'll tell you, we got some good racing going on in all three of those sport divisions.
Yeah, those four-cylinder, there's the four-cylinder class that runs on the small track, but then they have the what I call the four-cylinders on steroids that go out to the big track, and they put on a heck of a show last year in the Nationals, and you'll be able to feature all those drivers during the Thursday program at the Nationals. But you guys have really put together a weekly program that has grown, which is kind of the opposite of what we've seen in this, like you said, with the economy and all the border problems. But now you're enhancing it a lot. I see a lot more extras when I look at the schedule. I see boxcar races. I see a small car figure eight race. And then in October, I heard you're going to get exploded in a box or something, or you're going to drive a monster truck. Is that truth to that?
I don't think there's any truth to that, but stay tuned. Something exotic is probably going to happen.
Are you borrowing something from Ron Flynn's wardrobe?
No. the legs are too long, and especially the pants. I just can't get them on.
I can imagine. I think you and I both could probably wear those as an outfit.
I do like his hat, though.
Yeah, the hats are pretty sharp. But who, you know, is that, you know, your crowds were increasing. Is that something your fans wanted? Is some of the extras along with it? I see a train race, all kinds of stuff. Or is that something you're just going to try to maybe bring in another fan that might come to see this wild chain race or whatever promotion is on the deal and might get hooked at the racetrack?
A couple of years ago, we started to do that stuff. We started off very small, only did a couple of special events. I think we did a flagpole race, and I don't know, there was something else we did, but very well received by the crowd. And people have to remember that we're into the entertainment business, and we pride ourselves in family entertainment at Oschwegan. If it doesn't look like it fits the family mold, we won't do it. So with that said, we tried last year to do too much, and the time got away on us a few times last year. We've got a 10:30 self-imposed curfew, per se, where we try to be done by then to get people home. They've all worked on Friday. We don't want them too late, especially the kids. So this year we've cut back. We've got one special event most nights, and that can be anything from a chain race to a mini car demolition derby to, you know, whatever, even right down to our hot dog eating championship. And, you know, the people have really responded to it. They look the schedule over. Some of them actually have become fans of the Bomber division, and to me that's great. They've got a bunch of young people out there that are just trying out racing, and there's no less than six of them, by the way, that are moving up to either Thunderstocks or Minis this year out of the Bombers. So it's working, and they're all bringing people to the stands that have maybe never been to the racetrack before, and those people are coming back, and that's where we're experiencing our growth from.
Personally, I think you should mix kids' night with the minivan figure eight and let the kids ride in the minivan, especially the ones that don't behave. Like the kid that has the checkered flag that hits me in the back of the head in the grandstands, he should get the ride in the minivan figure eight, personally, I think. But
no, we'll find something else to do with him.
All right, that sounds good. Now, if people want to check this out, OschwegenSpeedway.com, but if they are looking to get World of Outlaw tickets or a season ticket or even tickets to the Canadian Nationals, how can they get them?
Well, they can call the 800 number. That's 1-888-720-7223. Or they can email Cheryl at PelkeKJ, that's PelkeKJ, at ebtech.net. And Cheryl's sitting right there in front of the computer just finishing up some ticket sales from tonight.
All right. So
if anybody's on and wants to call her, she's right there right now.
All right, and we did really well last time. Now, we're in the middle of January, so I don't know how we'll do this time, but we've sold some tickets in the past. Hopefully we'll sell a few more this week for you. Ken, I really appreciate you coming on, making time for us, and we'll have you on again probably for the Outlaws and before the Summer Nationals, and heck, probably during the Nationals too. You're kind of a mainstay here, but we appreciate everything you do there. And we personally give you our endorsement as a racetrack to watch for a track that does things right.
Thank you, TJ. I really appreciate that. I'm going to say that one of my people that I respect very much in this business is Ron Flynn at Crystal. And talk to Ron a little bit, a couple of times a year. And, you know, he's a great guy to bounce stuff off of. He's been in the business a long time. And if we can be half as successful as that man's been, we'll be pretty happy.
I would say that's probably accurate there, and you know, he definitely knows what he's doing, and like I said, the wardrobe, we'll just kind of say what it is, but it's putting on a show, and I would agree
family
with that.
Family entertainment.
Exactly, and that's what a lot of people miss in this business. You got to get the family entertainment. Ken, thank you again, and good luck with 2011.
Thanks, TJ. Appreciate everything you do.
All right, commercial break coming up, and then we're going to have Steve Buckwalter. You'll see the Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
TJ Buffenbarger.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Welcome back here to the Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. Don't forget, race fans, if you missed the Fort Wayne War Memorial Coliseum Rumble in the Expo, you're going to be able to watch it on racesontheweb.com. Later on in the week, they're going to have a tape-delayed kind of pay-per-view kind of thing. I believe it's $2.50 to get it, somewhere around there. Racesontheweb.com if you missed it. But coming up is the Chili Bowl Nationals next week, and one of the guys you're going to want to watch out for is on the line with us. He won an Indiana Midget Week feature at the Gas City I-69 Speedway. He's your 2010 ARDC Midget Champion. He also does some 410 sprint car racing. He's not too shabby at that either. Steve Buckwalter joining us on the line. Steve, I really appreciate you taking time out of a busy time getting ready for the Chili Bowl to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem. I thought it would have been a little bit better time-wise and ran into some engine issues, but we're getting her figured out.
Yeah, you mentioned that. We were talking off the air, just a little hiccup, but nothing major. Shouldn't keep you from going to Tulsa, where you're going to be racing on Thursday night at the Chili Bowl. Now, we just talked about your win at Gas City. Finally getting that win nationally under your belt, does that carry any momentum for you going into this year's Chili Bowl?
I don't know. I mean, we always feel we could win. We got the equipment to do it, and, you know, the car's usually hooked up. It's just if I do my job, we can, you know, get up front there and then just go for the win. The USAC race, so that was like our main goal, to win one of them. We finally got that out of the way. Now, you know, when we head back out west this year, now we got to try to win two.
All right. It sounds like an admirable plan. Now, you're going to be racing Thursday night at the Chili Bowl, and we had discussed before the interview that you've done Tuesday night and Thursday night. Does it really matter what night you go on because they're so tough? Do you have a preference, like strategy-wise, of which night you prefer to go on, or is Thursday night a fit, or does it really not matter to you?
No, it don't matter. I mean, you all meet up in the end, you know. If you get in the A main, you got to run everybody. So as far as the competition goes, it don't matter what day it is. I mean, it's nice to run in the beginning of the week. That way, if you wind up crashing like we did last year, you just got a little more time to put the car together. But, you know, you get on the nights with the tough guys and you can knock them out right away and lock into the A-main. That's you know, a few more cars you don't have to worry about.
If you had to put a percentage on making the A-main at the Chili Bowl, what percentage is talent and which percentage is luck?
You know, we always thought it was luck. And, I mean, there is a lot of luck involved, but it seems like the same guys, you know, there's probably about 10 or 12 guys that are always in the feature every year, so there's got to be some kind of strategy or talent behind it. We had a pretty good record going there as far as getting in the A, and then it seems like if I can get in there right out of my preliminary, we're good. But if I got to go through that B main, something always happens. Either I crash or get crashed or something breaks. So I guess the strategy this year is to just you know, get that top three on Thursday night. Hopefully we can win it and get a better start position for Saturday.
Okay, and one thing I've noticed over the past year, you've started building your own race cars. What made you want to go that route versus buying something off the shelf?
Well, I mean, the only thing really available, I guess you got the Beast car and the Spike car, and, you know, we bought a Spike, and we ran it a half a dozen times, and we just struggled with it. So, I mean, the only other, you know, thing we could have done was just build our own, either that or get the Beast. So what we did was just basically took our old car and pretty much based it off of that and just changed a couple different things that we were changing anyway, and it seems to be working real well for us.
And you don't see that very often, but your team is very East Coast based. You have your motors done there, where a lot of teams, when they're located maybe in California or something, still have their equipment done in Indiana. Is that maybe a little bit of a source of pride for you, not only functionally, but, you know, the fact that you're going in there with a race car that was built out east and a motor that was built, you know, in the area you're from, and you're going into these places and winning?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to get everybody pumped up here in PA. The whole thing behind that is, you know, Don Ott helps me out, and if, you know, if I had to go to another engine builder, I probably wouldn't be racing because I couldn't afford it. It pretty much takes everything we got to get to the track, and we don't have much equipment. We got pretty much one of the best of everything that we could think of, and that's what we use out in the Midwest. And I kind of slowly put another car together to run back here in ARDC. It just seemed like every time we go out west, our car was half wore out, and everybody was on fresh stuff. So if we had a car sitting there ready to go, we could be on fresh stuff also.
And one thing you'd mentioned, ARDC, that series has really seen a renaissance, especially over the past 5 or 6 years. What do you think has done that out there? I mean, there's the car counts are good. There's fan support behind it. It seems like ARDC is really on the grow out east. What can you put your finger on that's made that series click out there?
Well, I think a lot of it is we have a lot of you know, like micro sprint divisions, 600s and the two-stroke class. And them guys are always looking for something to get into. And, you know, the expense of the sprint cars is outrageous with the tires. And I think some of it also is, you know, you can go buy a 8 or 10,000 use Gertie engine or, you know, Gertie type engine and come back here and win a race with it and be competitive, where it seems like in the Midwest, if you're not spending, you know, 20 to 30 grand, you don't really have a chance. So I think it's just keeping the engine costs down is the main thing. That and, you know, just getting these guys, these younger guys, out of the 600s and trying to get them to move up.
And of course, that's seen some growth. And you are the 2010 ARC DC champion. You know, it was quite a season last year. You won the USAC race and won the championship. Won a bunch of races along the way. Would you consider last year your best season?
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, the sprint car, one of our sponsors passed away with that, so he kind of cut back on our schedule, so that kind of allowed me to concentrate more on the midget. So we put a lot more effort towards it and tried to hit as many as the ARDC races as we could, and luckily we only missed one, and, you know, if we would have had to miss more than one, we probably wouldn't have been able to get to the championship, but it just worked out in our favor. The heartbreaker last year was the Gold Crown. We were leading that thing. I think we were about halfway through it, or maybe had another 20 or 15 laps to go or so, and the motor let loose. But that would have been a good one to win.
Of course, we're talking to Steve Buckwalter, getting ready for the Chili Bowl Nationals. Now, you mentioned you do some sprint car racing out there as well against the PA Posse and tough sledding in there. And one thing I've noticed, looking at the schedules from afar here, that the handicapping seems to be cutting back, and a lot of shows are going to qualifying. Do you prefer the handicapping versus the qualifying, or do you prefer the qualifying shows?
It don't matter to me. I mean, as long as we're racing, however they want to do it. The time trials are nice just because it keeps everybody kind of on a fair playing field, because back here, the sprint cars are so tough, and everybody's about the same speed, and they all have new tires, and the $40,000 engine that if you wind up starting in the back, you just can't pass. You know, it's kind of a freight train type racing.
And I like this guy. He is ready to race any time, and that's what brings us up to our final two questions. Actually, is what Midwest events do you think fans will be able to take you in at in 2011?
Well, we're definitely going to hit the Indiana Speedway. We're going to make all them shows, and we're definitely going to hit the Gold Crown also. And then I was trying to find a way or somehow to get up there to Sun Prairie and run that USAC race that they have there. And pretty much whenever my guys can get off work. I mean, everybody here works, and they kind of make their vacation schedule around our race schedule, so whenever they can get off, we'll be out there.
All right, and if you're listening in Wisconsin, Steve Buckwalter would like a ride.
Yeah, there you go.
Park. So let's hook him up and get him out there. Now, also, you actually be heading your way with the sprint cars in 2011. A chance of seeing you on the PA swing for the sprint cars?
I mean, I'd love to do it. what it comes down to is we got about 30 to 40 races with that car. That's like kind of our budget, and the way I look at it is that we're taking, you know, if we run them three or four races, that's three or four races we can't run without the wing, and I feel we have a better chance of winning with the wing just because we do it every week. We do have another car there, so if I can, like, kind of score a motor somewhere to borrow for a few races, you know, I know the car owner will be willing to let me do it.
All right, so sounds good. Well, Steve, we wish you the best of luck, you know, at the upcoming Chili Bowl Nationals. We'll have to have you back on before Indiana Midget Week. I'm sure you've got some people to thank on your way out, too.
Yeah, definitely. Mainly Don Ott Racing Engines and VRP Shocks and my whole crew. I mean, them guys are great. Without them, definitely wouldn't be able to do it. And this year, Jake's Custom Carts, he jumped on board with us. So hopefully we can put all our funding together in our minds and could win a lot more races.
All righty. Thank you, Steve, and good luck, and have a safe trip to Tulsa.
All right. Take care.
All right. Steve Buckwalter, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have my breakdown for the Chili Bowl Nationals, who's going to win and who to look for besides Steve Buckwalter, and who Steve's going to be taking on Thursday night. You're listening to the TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
race teams. Take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
All righty, we've had Ken Pelkey from the Oshkosh Speedway and Steve Buckwalter. You gotta love a guy with that kind of attitude, man. Just wants to go out and race. Doesn't care if they're handicapped. And once the inversion, he starts like about, by the way, about 18th, I think, in all those ARDC races and ends up winning them all. So best of luck to all of them. It's time to break down the Chili Bowl Nationals, TJ's take on what's going to be going down. Let's start with Tuesday night. You know, we're not going to do the race champions. That's fluff. Let's get down to the real deal. Who's racing on Tuesday night? My people to definitely look out for is the favorites. First guy comes on the list, Michael Pickens. Might be a little bit surprised to pick him maybe as a favorite, especially going into a strange car, but that strange car is the Loyette Motorsports Machine, and there are plenty of cars to help get that deal set up. That's a top-notch program. You know they're going to be on kill for that, and Michael Pickens from Auckland, New Zealand, you're going to want to watch out for him. The whole Loyette stable could be considered a favorite to win this deal. And then also Brian Clausen. Obviously, Brian Clausen, your USAC midget champion, and just, you know, overall can drive anything on dirt pavement, doesn't matter. Going to the Indy Pro Series, he's going to want to make a splash to the Chili Bowl. He's got some NOS energy drink sponsorship and Curb Records coming on board for the Chili Bowl, and Brian's been on the show before. Definitely a guy to watch. And also John Stambro. Now, Stambro can, you know, going to go hot or cold to Chili Bowl. I'm going to pick him as one of the favorites. Granted, he's not in the car maybe they normally be in, but guy makes anything go, and Stambro, you know, will have time to get that thing dialed in. Those are my three guys I really, you know, consider the favorites on Tuesday night. Also, look out for Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the RFMS Racing at number 3 car. Now, normally you'd see Darren Hagan in that machine, but Stenhouse picking up the ride for the Chili Bowl as Hagan's still recovering from injuries suffered at Paris Auto Speedway at the Oval Nationals. Stenhouse, you know, big races, guy seems to come on. He will be looking to do well, especially, you know, no pressure. He's going in there, NASCAR guy, he's going to go have some fun, and that's a top-notch ride. Also, keep an eye on Mike Hess in the Geriatrics Hess Racing Enterprise machine. Hess is one of those guys that, you know, is a midget guy. And the midget guys always get discounted at the Chili Bowl, which is absurd because they do it all year. And Hess is one of the best. You don't want to look out for, you know, miss him. Of course, we had Matt Westfall on earlier. He can, you know, slide in there and surprise you at the Chili Bowl. He's one of those dark horse kind of guys that, you know what, if he gets a good break in the heat race, guy's going to do well in the feature. Other people maybe in our listening area that is of note, you know, Chris Gurley. I'd love to hear our former co-host, you know, and still part-time co-host, Brett Mann, what his take about Chris Gurley around the Chili Bowl would be. But Chris will be exciting. I heard about his midget test. He got it upside down. So keep an eye on Chris Gurley for that. But also Josh Wise is kind of a dark horse. I put him in the favorites, but I don't know, you know, he hasn't had as much seat time as some of the other guys. And he isn't a good car, Kenny Brown Racing, but I put him in the dark horse category mainly because he hasn't had as much seat time. So that's my breakdown on Tuesday. Favorites, Pickens, Clawson and Stambrough. Moving on to Wednesday. Got to go with Bobby East in the favorites. The Clark Enterprises 4-car. Bobby, you know, comes through. He's done better on the dirt, especially since he started picking up some, you know, time in the dirt sprint car. But he's never been a slouch in the mid-john dirt. I mean, the guy went to Eldora at the 4-car. His dad didn't even really want him there. Went out, won the feature, and, you know, done well on the dirt, you know, everywhere he's gone. So Bobby East, one of the guys that I consider the favorites on Wednesday. Damian Gardner, he's a former winner of the Chili Bowl Nationals, and he's with the Loyette Motorsports team this year. Definitely elevates him into the favorite category. You know, you can't discount those defending champions. Also, Brad Sweet. You don't think this guy's going to be motivated to win a Chili Bowl driving for Casey King Racing? He's in his normal midget ride. And that's a team that, no matter what they're racing, winged, non-winged sprint cars, midgets, they win. This kid just makes things go. He's going to be one to watch. Also, Tracy Hines, former champion. Tracy's always hungry. You've got to put him in the favorites. I don't care if they cut the leg off that he hurt 2 years ago. He's going to be in the favorites category. Also, Cole Witt coming back. Will the year off with no seat time affect him? Doubtful. The kid's really good. He's with Keith Coons Motorsports again. You know, he's going to be right on the edge there. Fully expect Cole Witt to be one of the favorites. Now, other guys to look out for, don't discount Scotty Hatton. Scott Hatton there, another midget guy. The midget guys are always the ones you kind of consider as the dark horses, but you don't want to. They have more seat time in the midgets than anybody. The racetracks like this, they're going to be one to watch. So Scott Hatton. Also, Zach Dobb. He won a preliminary feature last year at the Chili Bowl. Not a name that a lot of people knew, but you know what? The kid can drive, and he'll be one to watch on Wednesday night. Also, Gary Taylor. Two Loyette cars going on Thursday night. He'll be in the second one. He's kind of a drive-it-all guy, too. He's moved all over the country trying to, you know, pick up rides here and there. Guy's a racer. Definitely one of the people to watch out for. Also, Thomas Meserol. Team Mez is going to be on Thursday night in the Mark Busch car. He just got to watch Team Mez everywhere he goes. So, I mean, you can't discount him. And also, J.J. Yaley. Now, J.J. hasn't gone as well in the open wheel stuff lately, but, you know, maybe he'll get his elbows up. He is sponsored by one of our sponsors, Oswegan Speedway, so want to keep an eye on him. Also, Scotty Weir. You know, if they get the Bennett car going pretty decent, Weir could have a nice run there as well. And some other guys you want to maybe look out for might be of interest. Levi Roberts. Keep an eye on this kid. He is Brian Clawson's teammate. He won a feature earlier this year at the Berlin Raceway in USAC regional competition. I hadn't even heard of the kid really much other than reading his name a couple times before then. Kid can drive on the asphalt. We're going to see what he can do on the dirt. Also, Tony Elliott is going to be racing on Wednesday night. So always kind of nice to see Tony in his semi-retirement mode come out the bike. Kevin Ramey, ASCS standout also there. Dalton Armstrong, good young gasser, has good equipment behind him. Keep an eye on him. Josh Pelkey, I'm a big Josh Pelkey fan. Rick Hendricks, I mean, this night's pretty loaded. Buckwheat is on Wednesday night. Jimmy Sills, just a couple people, some names. Maybe I don't put in the favorite category necessarily, but keep people to watch out for. Also, Bruce Buckwalter will be in there. Johnny Herrera, that'll be interesting. I didn't know whether to put Herrera in my favorites or not. I mean, Herrera really wing, non-wing. He can drive anything. But the midget experience, yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to put him on the favorites list, but it would not surprise me if he locked down a transfer to the A or B on Wednesday night. Then on to Thursday. Sammy Swindell, slamming Sammy. He's the favorite. I mean, flat out, you know. Unless you beat him at night, he's pretty much the top guy at the Chili Bowl until he decides not to quit or not to go to the Chili Bowl anymore. Also, Casey Schumer was on the show a couple weeks ago. He is going on Thursday night. I'd consider him one of the favorites. He's in a Loyette car, and he's a good driver. That's a no-brainer. Of course, Steve Buckwalter was just on. He is on fire right now. Led the Gold Crown Nationals, as you heard him mention, until he blew the motor. Won a Midget Week event and was strong all of Midget Week in the car. And they're going out for blood. I mean, they're in the elite chassis, and Don Ott is not going to have his motor not run well at the Chili Bowl. That thing is going to run, and he's one of the favorites. And, of course, Tim McCready, you know, the shock winner a few years ago, and, of course, got hurt a couple at the Chili Bowl as well. But I expect him to be fully back. I mean, you know, McCready is a gasser. He'll be one to watch. Some of the guys keep your eyes on. Billy Pouch Jr., Levi Jones. Now, Levi's not necessarily known for his midget performances, but tends to run halfway decent at the Chili Bowl. also Jason Loeffler and Shane Hollingsworth. There's a good dark horse for you. Hollingsworth, very underrated young man. Not too young anymore, though. I mean, he's getting up there, the graduate. Now I can't call him college student. He's out of school and stuff. He's still pretty young, though. He's been doing this for a long time, and the kid has a ton of talent. Also, Jonathan Hendrick. Jonathan Hendrick's a guy that can kind of sneak up there, and he's actually running for Shane's dad at the Chili Bowl, Blake Hollingsworth. Tons of experience there. That could be an interesting combination. That particular combination duo right there piques my interest in the dark horse category quite a bit. Scrolling up the list a little bit, it'll be interesting to see how Cody Swanson fares on the dirt with the Wilkie Pack team. Good equipment, good car. Boy, really knows the pavement driver. We'll have to see what he does. But then there's Showtime, Janny Sheridan. Guys like that, when they're teamed up with midget car teams that they don't normally run with, you don't know what to think. Sometimes they can blow up. They'll make the A-Main. They'll be contenders for the win. Other times, you don't know what to expect. Also, Austin Brown from the Power Eye Series going that night. Keep an eye on him. So, and, of course, Jerry Coons Jr. How could we discount Jerry Coons Jr.? The only reason I elevate him to, like, mid, you know, status as far as not being a definite favorite, just don't know how the combination's going to be in the 2B Racing Glenn Steyer's Beast car. That'll be kind of interesting. It's good equipment. It's Glenn's actual car. Glenn's recovering from shoulder surgery, can't drive it. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he does. It'll be also interesting to see how the Wayne Johnson combination with Jack Ailey translates over to midget racing. Wayne Johnson, a very good driver, had some good non-wing sprint car runs with Jack. We'll have to see how they do with the midget. Also, Jimmy Light in the Ray Pro car. We had Davey Ray on a few weeks ago mentioned he was going to have Jimmy in the car. Good little shoe, very underrated. And also A.J. Fike, kind of a guy that you don't talk about a whole lot. Can slide in there and get a win at a place like an Iowa or, you know, can make a Chili Bowl. You want to make sure to look at him. And also David Goff. The guy, dirt, pavement, doesn't matter. Had him on the show. There's a reason the guy can drive anywhere. Dakota Armstrong's going on Thursday. Be interesting to see with the ARCA layoff. He hasn't done much open wheel racing, especially on the dirt lately, but I know B-Secker and the guys will have him ready to go. Let's continue to scroll through the list here. Josh Ford's another guy that can sneak up there. I didn't necessarily put him in my dark horses, but him and guys like Bobby McNowitz and Garrett Hanson, that West Coast bunch, there's always one or two of those West Coast guys that, you know, maybe are a sprint car regular or a midget guy that you don't hear about a whole lot out here that slides up there and can slide into an A-Main position. And rounding off Friday, people I consider to be the favorites, Dave Darwin in the Wilkie Pack Motorsports car. Another guy, he's a favorite until he quits going to the Chili Bowl. The guy is just there to win, and he's going to get one. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see. He's in the 4X car, out of the Speedway Motors backing. You know, it puts him in a high-profile situation, but that's, you know, where Dave thrives. I mean, he's so calm and collected. Definitely the kind of guy you want to have. Chili Bowl, Brad Loyette on the show about 3 weeks ago. Brad, you know, of course he's going to be one of the favorites. Strong midget car driver, wins midget races all over the country. Chris Windham, you know, the got to put him in the favorites. You know, winning at Paris, the USO Walt Kokomo. He's going to be in the Windham Motorsports car. Bullet Essinger, good equipment. And, of course, the defending champion, Kevin Swindell, probably the favorite for Friday night. It's just like his dad, you know, pretty much he's the favorite until he gets knocked off. Other guys we kind of want to keep an eye on, Darren Pittman, Corey Kruseman, Hunter Schoenberg, Tim Crowley, Shane Cottle, all guys that wouldn't surprise me a bit are standing on the podium. Same with Bud Keating. I mean, he's one of the guys that could pull something out. Troy DeCare is going to be there. Be interesting to see how he does. Jay Drake is once a year foray back into a Scooter Ellis car on Friday night. A defending champ or a former champion, Johnny Heidenreich, coming back for a now infrequent open wheel start. And then, you know, there's local guys like Danny Jennings that don't just get a midget for once a year and just in their backyard where the ASTS guys lands a ride for the Chili Bowl and he's there. Also, Don Drow Jr. He's a guy that seems to excel at midget racing, is very underrated as a midget driver still, even today, and would not surprise me if he made the transfer. Also, a guy that tends to run well at the Chili Bowls, Danny Stratton. You know, he doesn't get rides frequently, but Stratton's a gasser. Of course, Davey Ray is one of the favorites you want to look out for, too. Davey is very sharp. He's been racing Australia and stuff. He's going to have his chops there. Some of these guys might be blowing off the rust. So that's my breakdown. So who's going to win it? I'm going to be lame. I don't make predictions to like, gain favorites and, you know, make some bold prediction some upset driver's going to win. Sammy's going to win another Chili Bowl. I say here, Sammy Swindell is who I picked to win the Chili Bowl. I know, really going on a limb, right? Like I said, I don't make predictions to, like, just, you know, stroke somebody's ego or something. I make them to be right. And my idea is Sammy coming off one of the strongest years in sprint car racing is going to just annihilate the Chili Bowl field. Just my thoughts. So Sammy might pick the win. We'll have to see in 2 weeks where we come out. Next week's show is shaping up to be kind of interesting. Dane Knight is going to stop by to talk about his program for 2011. He is going to be a hired gun for the Miles Hill team. And then we're working on a couple other things. We're probably going to have a definitely non-Chili Bowl related. So if you want to pick up the podcast, if you have the Racing Boys pay-per-view, you can do that afterwards. We're going to kind of shy away from the Chili Bowl subject next week and kind of focus on 2011. But for everyone that is going to Tulsa, please travel safe and enjoy yourself out there. Be responsible. Get a designated driver. It's quite a party, but we might be able to come back year for year. And for everyone that's not going to the Chili Bowl, we'll be here next week listening to us. You're listening live or on the podcast to the Open Wheel Spectacular. And before we go, big congratulations to everyone from RacesOnTheWeb.com. It's the network we appear. Great job with the pay-per-view, with the Rumble and the Expo. And I have a feeling it's just the beginning of some really big things to come for RacesOnTheWeb.com. And hopefully we'll be a part of that. So on behalf of everyone here at TJSideways.com, RacesOnTheWeb.com, here at the Engine Pro Studios near Grand Rapids, Michigan, thank you for listening tonight and wish you farewell. Good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Thanks for tuning in and come back next to Hill Racing Fix.